Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the 8th chapter of the book of Leviticus. Leviticus 8, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock for the sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said unto the congregation, This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons, and washed them with water. And he put upon him the coat, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod upon him. And he girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and bound it unto him therewith. And he put the breastplate upon him. Also he put the breastplate, in the breastplate the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the mitre upon his head. Also upon the mitre, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle, and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head, and anointed him to sanctify him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons, and put coats upon them, and girded them with girdles, and put bonnets upon them, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it. And Moses took the blood, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and Moses burned it upon the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burnt with fire without the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burnt the head and the pieces and the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moses burnt the whole ram upon the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savor, and an offering made by fire unto the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he slew it. And Moses took the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons and Moses put of the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he took the fat and the rump, and all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took 1 unleavened cake, and a cake of oiled bread, and 1 wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. And he put all upon Aaron's hands and upon his son's hands, and waved them for a wave offering before the Lord. And Moses took them from off their hands and burnt them on the altar upon the burnt offering. They were consecrations for a sweet savor. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering before the Lord. For of the ram of the consecration, it was Moses' part, as the Lord commanded Moses. And Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar, and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aaron and his garments and his sons' garments with him. And Moses said unto Aaron and to his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecrations, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. And that which remaineth of the flesh and of the bread ye shall burn with fire. And ye shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation in 7 days, until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you. As he hath done this day, so the Lord hath commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore ye shall abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night, 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord, that ye die not. For so am I commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all things which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So the first 7 chapters were all of the instructions. Chapter 8 then begins what? The execution, the putting into practice everything that they have been instructed to do to date. So they have already built everything. They have already sewn together all of the garments. Everything that was commanded, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times in this chapter where the phrase or something similar to it is used, as the Lord commanded, or as the Lord commanded Moses. And so all of this instruction that God had given them was for what? Was for his worship, regarding the priesthood, regarding their garments, regarding the tabernacle, regarding its putting into service. Not just all of the things that were commanded regarding the building of it and the putting together of it, but now in the putting it into service, all of the things that were commanded. So these 9 commands only relate to the things that were put into service, not the construction of them, but only at their putting into service. It's interesting, isn't it? So the Lord has bathed this whole scenario, this whole schema of the Old Testament worship in what? In his commandment. Our reforming fathers have understood that, along with the teaching in the rest of the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the teaching of the Scripture generally, to be what we call the regulative principle of worship. That God commands how he ought to be worshipped, and that we are not competent to make up how God should be worshipped, but we take our commands from Scripture. So we look then upon all of this understanding that God has given to Moses and all of those commands. The Lord commanded Moses what they shall wear, how they shall be consecrated. And here we have, at the end of this instruction, the actions of their consecrations for the priests. The Lord first instructs, and then he expects us to obey. The Lord instructed them, and he expected them to obey. The Lord does not simply issue commands so that we may stand in judgment of them. The Lord issues commands that they might be obeyed. Now, at the end of chapter 9, we're going to see that the Lord comes down in fire and lights the fire of the altar. And he does so in approbation, approval, of their enacting all of these things according to his commands. Had they come to the end of putting everything into service and had not obeyed him, there would have been no fire coming down. But the Lord indeed offers this visible representation of his approval. Now, brothers and sisters, can we make an application from that? Let's apply this then. That, number one, we ought to come partaking of those things which he has commanded. Word, sacraments, prayer, and praise. No puppet shows. Nothing like that. No accretions and additions. Nothing like that. Okay? But then when we come in those structures and commandments that God has given to us, let us look for the fire. Let us look for that blessing of God. Let us open our hearts to the blessing that God would give when we come by way of obedience. This ought not to be a kind of, you know, week by week, okay, we come, we sit, we do, and we go home. But we come, we sit, we do, and we catch some of the fire, if I can put it in Leviticus chapter 9 terminology. That we look for an advance in our understanding. We look for an advance in holiness. We look for God's approbation on the worship that we have offered to Him. Worship is not a spectator sport. It is serving God and then looking for the blessing. The larger catechism, our divines tell us that when we come to the supper of the Lord, that we ought to look for the blessing that we receive there. And brothers and sisters, these things are true also of the rest of the acts of worship. We ought to look to the Lord. Excuse me one second here. I have something in my pocket that's... I don't know if I can get it out. I may just have to put up with it. All right, let's just do that. Sorry, it was distracting. We must look to the Lord for the blessing that He would give with a right execution of the ordinances of worship. In other words, we come inside and outside looking for the blessing. All right, so then in the next section, we have the washing of Aaron and his sons before the congregation. The washing off of the sweat of the curse, the ceremonial cleanliness from sin, and to show the cleanliness of our great high priest. And the anointing. The anointing in Scripture is indicative of consecration or setting apart for a task, and also the gifting commensurate with that. And so our Lord Jesus Christ was anointed with the Spirit of God above measure. And when our Lord Christ was put into His service, notice that He was washed and He was anointed by the Spirit of God that same day. Matthew chapter 3. All right, so then in verses 14 and following, we take a look at the offerings that are offered that are consecratory and that are sacrificial. First of all, the offering for the tabernacle itself. The tabernacle is erected by a sinful people, and so it must be cleansed. Isn't that interesting? That even after all of the commands are obeyed, then the Lord tells them, now, I want you to splash blood and oil all over it. Essentially, that's what He says. You're going to take blood and you're going to wipe the horns of the altar. You're going to splash it at the foot of the laver. You're going to take a particular oil that I have given you and you're going to rub everything down with it. The whole thing is going to smell like I want it to smell. And in that smelling of it, you will understand that it is dedicated unto Me. But in the dedication of it, remember that I am receiving it at the hands of a sinful people, and so we must have the sermon of the splashed blood. Right? The sermon of the shedding of blood, so that you will know that you yourselves are not a pure people, but that I receive you in the sacrifice in the blood of another. And so then the tabernacle is put into service. Then Aaron and his sons are put into service. And they come, and there are two rams, right? Two rams. The first ram, they put their hands upon it, and it is taken apart, and every bit of it is burned upon the altar. The second ram, they put their hands upon it, and every bit of it, except for those choice pieces, are given to Aaron and to his sons to boil and to eat. And so what God is teaching us in that is what? That He is communing with those priests, that they are eating a meal before Him, that He, through the blood of the sacrifice, has consecrated them and receives their service. And what a type of the Lord Jesus Christ do Aaron and his sons set forth that day, in that they are consecrated unto the service, and as our great Father in heaven receives the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as Christ sanctifies Himself before the Father through the blood of that covenant, and the Father receives Him and communes with Him. And so the priesthood then is secure in the hands of Christ. So the animals were offered. Parts of them were burned as whole consecratory offerings. And then of that second animal, and remember, why do we have two rams? Because you can't do everything on one. One of it was a complete burnt offering to the Lord, representing a whole person sacrifice, consecration unto God. And the second was the deepest and richest portions were burned, and one part went to Moses and the other part went to Aaron and his sons, in that God would, in that kind of peace offering scenario, say that he was at peace sitting down and eating with those priests and receiving their services through the blood of the covenant. So they set forth then a wonderful example of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, and then finally the warning to Aaron and to his sons to remain for the entirety of the days of their consecration inside the tabernacle complex. The offerings were to be repeated for each day, bringing the consecration, the atonement, and the filling, the union with God to completion and perfection. And so every day for 7 whole days in the sight of all the people did Aaron and his sons remain in the tabernacle with their holy garments upon them. Those garments were what? They were white, they were fine linen, and yet they were also sprinkled with blood. You remember in Revelation chapter 19, where Jesus Christ comes forth and he is clothed in fine linen, white and clean, except for what? The sprinkling of the blood upon it. So we have these great types and pointers to the Lord Jesus Christ here in Leviticus chapter 8. Let's stand and continue.